This week marks the 100th anniversary of the death of the last known passenger pigeon in the United States. In this special edition of Radio Voices, storyteller, historian, and naturalist Brian Fox Ellis recounts the journey of John James Audubon across southern Illinois some 200 years ago. That's when he encountered the passenger pigeon.
I remember one time I was walking along the shore of the Ohio River near Shawneetown, and to the southeast I saw a great black cloud. At first I thought it was a storm, but a storm comes from the west, not the southeast. What I saw was not a cloud of rain, but I saw a cloud of birds. So many passenger pigeons that within a matter of moment the sky was blackened from horizon to horizon, and what fell was not rain. I thought maybe I could count how many birds, and quickly realized how ludicrous this was. I imagined a grid upon the sky and how many birds within one square multiplied by the number of rows, multiplied by the number of columns. Then I timed how long did it take for a single solitary bird to fly from one edge of the horizon to the next, about a quarter hour. So four skyfuls of bird every hour, times the number of rows, times the number of columns, times the number of birds within one square, times 3 days. More than 1,200,000,000 passenger pigeons in this one flock. It was astounding to me, so many birds. I saw a peregrine falcon fly down and snatch up one of the birds, and for the next 6 hours, every passenger pigeon following its leader flew around the place where its comrade had been caught just moments before. I captured one and I brought it down, and I found within its gullet rice. Not wild rice from the north, but domestic rice. The closest rice paddies are in southern Louisiana. I captured one bird alive and I fed it rice. It took 18 hours to digest the grain. So in less than 18 hours, this flock of birds had flown from Louisiana to Illinois. An average of 60 miles an hour for 18 hours continuously. It was an amazing sight to see so many birds. I understand that the passenger pigeon is no more. It breaks my heart to think the most common bird in the world is now gone forever. I remember writing in a letter to my friend Sir Walter Scott in Edinburgh that I might be the last man to see the wilds of North America as they once truly were. But maybe I am wrong. Please, will you help to prove me wrong? I understand that the great forests of southern Illinois have been preserved and protected, and that each and every one of you, hearing my story, can plant the native trees and flowers in your yard, and who knows, maybe someday you or your children or your great-grandchildren's children will see the wilderness of Illinois as I once saw it many years before.
That's Illinois-based storyteller, historian, and naturalist Brian Fox Ellis. What was thought to be the last known passenger pigeon in the United States died on September 1, 1914 at the Cincinnati Zoo. Ellis portrays a number of historical figures and gives performances all across the country. You can see Ellis this weekend as he brings the adventures of Meriwether Lewis to life. Ellis is one of the performers and organizers of the Murfreesboro Chautauqua that takes place on Sunday at the Liberty Theater in Murfreesboro. That free program begins at 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Later this week, we'll hear more from Ellis on the upcoming Murfreesboro Chautauqua.